March 7, the throne of grace, established in justice and judgment. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Psalm 89:14. Through Jesus, mercy was manifested to men, but mercy does not set aside justice. The law reveals the attributes of God's character, and not a jot or tittle of it could be changed to meet man in his fallen condition. God did not change his law, but he sacrificed himself in Christ for man's redemption. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, 2 Corinthians 5:19. God's love has been expressed in his justice no less than in his mercy. Justice is the foundation of his throne and the fruit of his love. It had been Satan's purpose to divorce mercy from truth and justice. He sought to prove that the righteousness of God's law is an enemy to peace. But Christ shows that in God's plan they are indissolubly joined together. The one cannot exist without the other. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Psalm 85:10. By his life and his death, Christ proved that God's justice did not destroy his mercy, but that sin could be forgiven and that the law is righteous and can be perfectly obeyed. Satan's charges were refuted. The grace of Christ and the law of God are inseparable. In Jesus, mercy and truth are met together. He was the representative of God and the exemplar of humanity. He presented to the world what humanity might become when united by faith with divinity. The only begotten Son of God took upon him the nature of man and established his cross between earth and heaven. Through the cross, man was drawn to God and God to man. Justice moved from its high and awful position, and the heavenly hosts, the armies of holiness, drew near to the cross, bowing with reverence, for at the cross justice was satisfied. Through the cross, the sinner was drawn from the stronghold of sin, from the confederacy of evil, and at every approach to the cross, his heart relents, and in penitence he cries, "It was my sins that crucified the Son of God." At the cross, he leaves his sins, and through the grace of Christ, his character is transformed.